Welcome to the Soul Talks podcast, where we equip pastors, leaders, and other men and women in ministry to thrive with Jesus in their life and leadership. Now let's join Bill and Christy Galtier, doctors in psychology, spiritual directors, and founders of Soul Shepherding.
Hello, friends. This podcast is for all of you who are type A leaders and the spouses who love them. And that is probably covers all of you, because all of us are probably either type A or type B. And if you're the type A's are the intense workers, goal setters, disciplining themselves and pushing forward. And the type B's are more relational, more ready to move at a slower pace, and at least the pace of love and attuning to people, and maybe would rather follow than initiate. And so this is a dichotomy that I think we all relate to. And of course we can have some of both, and probably we all do to some extent. But as those of you who've been listening to Soul Talks a while know, that's Christy and me. I'm type A. I'm a pusher. Oldest child, firstborn, athletic, hardworking. People say I'm pretty intense, earnest. And Christy, you're wonderfully type B and more relational and sensitive and deep feeling. And so there's a dynamic between us that when we're in harmony with that, it's sweet and wonderful. But sometimes there's conflict and stress and pain because of those significant differences.
Yeah. The funny thing is before I met you, I thought I was type A because I'm not like a couch potato. I never have been. And in college, yeah, I was involved in all these different kinds of activities. Mm-hmm. And I was a chaplain and an RA and a head RA. And I was on Christian Service Council. And I was busy. My schedule was full. I was active. It's not like I was just like sitting in my room reading mm-hmm. novels or just laying out on the grass or, you know, moving, walking slow, just spending hours lingering in the cafeteria talking to people. That wasn't me. So I thought I was type A because I was important to me. I was going to be on time to our meetings and I was never late and I would always be working ahead to get things done. And so I thought, you know, I was moving fast. I was motivated. I was ambitious. I was, you know, interviewing for those leader positions. Mm-hmm. So I really thought I was type A until I married you. And then I realized, oh, there's like a whole nother level here to a drive. There's a whole nother, like, you got like this really big engine that I didn't know existed until I got close to it and I felt the power of it. And I thought, oh yeah, there's something more there than that I don't have. And then these tensions started to bring it to mm-hmm. light, where it was kind of like, Bill, you're like exhausting me, or like you're running over my values here mm-hmm. relationally, mm-hmm. or like this is costing us in ways I'm not willing to pay. And those were times when I started to wake up and think, oh, okay, I thought I was type A, but there's like something I didn't understand about type A mm-hmm. until I came to learn more and get close to someone with the level of drive and strength and ambition and vision and relentless pushing. And of course, you've been formed a lot in sports teams and being the oldest child, and being, you said to me this last week that all your life you've been rewarded for pushing yourself mm-hmm. until pneumonia. Mm-hmm. And this is the first time when you've pushed yourself and you've felt a hit back, a cost, a setback. Always before, it's like, no, if I push myself, I'm going to get stronger. And then now with pneumonia, you push yourself, you get weaker. And it's a real new experience for you. Mm-hmm. Whereas my experience in life has been more the, no, I suffer if I push myself. And I've learned to be cautious, and I've learned to have to moderate, and I've learned that I don't have the capacity that I want to. You've always had more capacity. You've always been able to think, oh, there's always more capacity. I just push myself and I find more. And that hasn't been my experience personally for me.
Yeah, well, I appreciate your sharing, because you are so responsible, Christy, and hardworking, and accomplished so much and have so many gifts. And I just think that's important to say, that people who are type B can be leaders and accomplish a lot. It's just it's a different wavelength to be on. It's a different prioritization, and your type B-ness in terms of especially like the relationality and the prioritization of rest and emotional honesty. I mean, it's been so good for me, because over the years the Lord has helped me sort of moderate that drive and that intensity and that ambition in me, which is like essential to spiritual formation in Christ, right? Because selfish ambition and hurry and ego are antithetical to Christlikeness. And yet there is a godly ambition, mm-hmm. the scripture says.
Yeah.
There's an honorable ambition. And yeah. so to be ambitious about serving the Lord, about intimacy with Jesus, is a really good thing, a really important thing.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, because what I've learned through our differences here is, at first I felt shame. Like I don't like being type B, where I'm like a weaker one. I'm not as accomplished or strong. And I felt shame about that. But then it's been really helpful as you've humbled yourself and you've been able to say to me how you have appreciated that my values of relationship more, or my values of rest, recognizing the need for renewal, and how we have had both the hard rub of the conflict between the differences of those values and those drives and the differences in our types. And then also the refining that's been so good of the learning from each other. I've learned to be able to see the good of the ambition for Christ, and to be motivated and to learn to venture and experience God's grace and strength being enough for me in some ways that I wouldn't have ventured into. And you've learned the grace of learning to rest and slow and to be and to value the relational, and to set aside some of the ambitions and the to-dos and the things that you're wanting to accomplish, to submit before God. And so I think there's been both the hard in our differences, the conflicts, the rubs, the viewing it differently, the different needs, different priorities, and the refinement, the growth, the balancing of that.
Proverbs says, as iron sharpens iron, so one friend can sharpen another, improve another. And we all need relationships like that. And it's a blessing when we can get that positive dynamic in our marriage, if you're married. But it's a relationship principle that transcends marriage, that we need to be around people who are different than us, who have different strengths than us. And certainly in our work, if you're leading an organization or a ministry, a family, we need the different gifts around the table, the different personality types, something we talk about in our new book, Healthy Feelings, Thriving Faith, but getting to know each of the personality types, each of the Enneagram types, in this case, using that model. And so, because we naturally are drawn to people that are similar to us, mm-hmm. which is a good thing too, because we understand each other and there's a synergy there, but we need that iron sharpening iron. We need those differences. And so that's been a tremendous grace for me, Christy, is learning from you and your sensitivity and your pacing. And then as we've learned better in the recent years to lead together in our speaking, when we go to churches and speak, and most especially in our Soul Shepherding Institute retreats, and getting into that dynamic, which we did years ago, but where we co-teach rather than me over-functioning and doing almost all of the teaching, and then you sort of serving and helping, even cheerleading, and then chiming in now and again. Which that can be a good thing too, but it's for us, it wasn't the best thing. And it was learning to pair skate, mm-hmm. learning to skate on the ice together in a synchronicity with the complementary but contrasting gifts and perspectives, because we just realized God showed us that the room is full of people that some are like me, but some are like you. Mm-hmm. And so we learn best through a variety of learning styles. So some people learn through study and analysis and an organized outline and being taught and thinking about things. They're verbal learners. Some people learn by doing things, and they need spiritual experiences, guided experiences in meditation and reflection. And we do a lot with our Jesus-centered psychology to make it emotionally honest and deep. And other people, they learn in groups by processing together, listening to each other, giving each other empathy, praying for each other. Some people learn by being in solitude and really seeking the Lord privately and in quiet and contemplation, being in nature. And maybe we all need all of these modes of learning. And that's why we use all those modes of learning in our Soul Shepherding Institute and so forth. But we also need the different personality types and the different vessels that God speaks through, mm-hmm. that we can hear it in a different angle and in a different way and through a different person's life and personality type. And we've just found that God really uses that to reach people.
Yeah, and that's where what we write about in Healthy Feelings, Thriving Faith, it's been so helpful to have that understanding, because it's all as we moderate this in love and understanding and can participate with God's love in this, that it's really helpful and beautiful, because it's painful, these differences. We run into pain points within the differences. So there have been sometimes in our relationship, in our marriage, where your type A-ness, your drive, your push to reform and improve as a type one has cost me dearly in painful ways. And then there's been times where my being type B and my needing to go slower, my valuing the relational, my asking you to make sacrifices of your goals and good things that you had visions that were good that you wanted to accomplish or get done even for God and with God, to have to slow those or wait to do those or put those on the altar, that's been really painful for you. So we've both had some times where there's been really high costs and pain points for us to love the other.
Yeah, it's like we were saying in the earlier podcast on the teaching from Hebrews 12:7, enduring hardship is discipline, that even in the hard times, the trials and the pain, the injustices, God is good and God's doing something good. And one of the best things that God is doing, I believe, is he's teaching us to become more like Jesus. And that's always the wonderful opportunity that we have in any situation. And so, yeah, that's what we can do in our relationships with those who are different than us. And it doesn't always feel good when iron is sharpening iron. There's some hard edges there.
We had to learn to lean into the conflict and take courage to each be honest and talk about what we were experiencing in it. So I had to learn to take courage to talk to you when your drive was hurting me or our kids, and to verbalize that, even though I knew it was going to cause conflict and it was going to be hard for you to hear and you didn't want to hear it and you wouldn't feel loved and you wouldn't feel supported. And you had to learn to respond to that conflict with submission to God and love for me and the kids and empathy, and to see the good in it and not just feel like I was like strapping you down, restraining you in ways that were unhealthy or not good.
It's very true, very important. And then I also had to learn to be honest with you where I was feeling overwhelmed by your emotions or needs, particularly when there seemed to me to be a dynamic between us where I was being made responsible for them. And a lot of that, probably most of that, about me and taking responsibility and being prone to guilt and overfunctioning and so forth. But sometimes just in your own distress, having difficulty sort of owning that. And so we had to work that dynamic through as well. And then for you to be able to receive that feedback, that I'm feeling a lot of expectation here that is stifling me, making it hard for me to have some space here and bring some frustration. Of course, sometimes the conversations weren't so nice as they're sounding right now because we're reacting off of each other. Yeah. But you needed to be able to hear that without just going into shame and to take some ownership and look at, well, how am I communicating and what am I expecting of Bill here? That sort of a thing. And so you were really gracious and mature in that process along the way to take increasing responsibility and become for yourself and become more self-aware and communicate your emotions, whether it's frustration with me or just personal need and hurt that you're feeling, but communicating that in a more invitational way rather than a way that was easy to interpret as blaming or judging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think too, with the other side, I've had to learn, and additionally, that sometimes it's good to be pushed and to make sacrifices for good goals and to be willing to, at times, even suffer and take risks because God's really asking us to accomplish something that requires a lot of sacrifice and is hard to do. And so there's been times where I've had to learn from you in that too.
Well, I really appreciate that you've joined me in that and learned from me in that. And it's probably even more true the other way, that I've needed to learn from you the value of slowing down, whether it's lingering in bed in the morning together sometimes, or taking a walk, or just relaxing over a meal and having more conversation, doing fun things, and not just always being about the goal, always being about the opportunity to do an important work or ministry, accomplish something, but to really prioritize a lot more the relational opportunity. So that's been a huge blessing for me.
Yeah, well, I think that part of what we've learned here is that it's taken both of us being willing to co-suffer in different ways, to sacrifice in different ways, to experience and try new things that we're learning from each other, that we're seeing from each other, that aren't natural to us.
So friends, whether you are type A or type B, just really hope that we're talking right into your life and your marriage or other significant relationship. And this is what we do in the Soul Shepherding Institute retreats, and we would love to have you join us. It would be such an encouraging learning experience for you. It's a safe community. So whether you're a professional pastor, missionary, or serving the Lord in another role as a spiritual director, a coach, or you want to become a spiritual director, because we have a certificate program in spiritual direction, as you are serving God and caring for other people as a shepherd, there's a place for you in our Soul Shepherding Institute retreats. And Christy and I team teach in those retreats, and you'll be surprised that the room will be full of people that you want to get to know and develop a relationship with.
That is so true. And even what we're talking about here, I see happens because we have a coaching training also, but we require people to experience a spiritual direction training before the coaching training, because the coaching personalities tend to be the type A's. And we've found they need to learn the principles of spiritual direction, which often the type B's are more naturally called to and gifted in. And when a type A leader learns spiritual direction, gets that training, and then they're with that able to be more leadership coaches, the more the goal-oriented coaches, it's way more healthy and way more fruitful and way more submitted to the Spirit and empowered by the Spirit. And so we've just found that's an example of that, of blending the strengths of both.
Yes, the Soul Shepherding Certificate and Coaching Program is unique because it's based in the Certificate in Spiritual Direction. And so our approach to coaching is not like the motivational speaker or, you know, what goal do you want? Let's go after it. It's discernment oriented. It's prayer oriented. It's following Jesus oriented. It's, well, what goal do you sense God has for you? Or what have you been dreaming about that you sense the Lord is involved in that?
And or how do you do what God's called you to do in the Jesus way,
mm-hmm.
with Jesus, not just in your own strength, just checking off the list, accomplish goals and push harder.
So you'd be welcome to join us. In fact, we've had so many people coming into our Soul Shepherding Institute retreats that we opened up a new retreat in the Dallas, Texas area that we'll be doing. But whenever you're listening to this podcast, there is a Soul Shepherding Institute retreat very soon. And the best way to do these retreats is to do all four in sequence, 1, 2, 3, 4, spiritual formation, spiritual and psychological development, soul care ministry, relationally healthy leadership. But you don't have to do in that order, and you can start anytime, and you don't even have to do all four. You can come in as a guest any week and experience it, and you'll be blessed.
So friends, if you've been listening, you might want to listen to this with your spouse or friend that is the opposite of you,
yep.
The type A or the type B, and then have some reflection, have your own soul talk about this. Have some what we call meta communication. That's what we were taught as therapists, to communicate about your communication and to reflect on what are the dynamics, what are the tensions, what are the graces, how are you balancing each other out, how are you helping each other learn and grow, how are you moderating each other, how are you benefiting from the grace of the other one's gifts, and where are you feeling stressed, and where is that costing you, and maybe where is that even costing you too much, and you need to ask for some grace there in your relationship and some understanding, some empathy. But you're going to get more out of this if you take this to the next level in your relationship and have a soul talk.
And it's best to do that when you're not in conflict. Of course, in conflict, we need to talk things through and resolve it, and maybe even get the help of an outside person, counselor or spiritual director. But don't make the mistake of saying, oh, I don't want to upset the apple cart. Things are nice right now. I don't want to bring up any deep or difficult or stressful subjects. No, actually, that's the best time to have a soul talk, an honest, emotionally honest conversation about things in the relationship and how it's going, because that's where you can really learn and grow and make changes. So, Lord, we just thank you. Thank you for each of our listeners, and just pray your best blessings on the type A's and the type B's. And our loved ones who are maybe the opposite in this understanding. And so we pray, Lord, that you would do a beautiful work in our relationships, Lord, that there would be more of the positive aspects, the grace-giving aspects of ironing, sharpening iron, that we could learn from each other and that we could pair together, I bring my strengths and you bring your strengths, and I have grace for your weaknesses, you have grace for my weaknesses, and we glean from each other to build up and become more like Jesus. We just pray for each marriage represented in our listeners, Lord, that it would be increasingly true, that they would be stronger as one than they were as two, that there would be a deepening of the love of Jesus and the Father in their marriage and overflowing from them to their children and to their church and the people that they have in their circles of influence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I'm excited to invite you to join Bill and me and our new community of students who will be joining our class in spiritual direction. This is a 2-year journey where you can earn a certificate in spiritual direction. It's been life-changing for hundreds of our students who have completed it. And it includes 4 Soul Shepherding Institute retreats, as well as online monthly classes with Soul Shepherding friends and so much more. We start a new class each year in March. And you can sign up by visiting soulshepherding.org or searching Soul Shepherding, become a spiritual director and follow the link also in our show notes. But we'd love to have you apply and jump in and start this new class this year. We accept students to join in our class all the way up through July 1st. If you didn't make that March deadline, we have a grace period for the next 2 months as well. We look forward to continuing to journey with you and following Jesus.
Thank you for joining us on the Soul Talks podcast. To find out more about growing in your life and leadership, subscribe to the podcast and visit us at soulshepherding.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram